Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master path to the heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express a love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at the Sky Psychic Radio at 7 p.m. And I also have my own show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So, we are in March. This is New Beginnings and Growth Month. All month long, I will be doing readings for New Beginnings and Growth in 2010. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we're discussing how to clear yourself and your beliefs for growth and new beginnings. You know, we all want to start and create new things. It's like as we move into spring, as each year comes by, as we get closer to 2010, which is really about a time of renewal for our souls, every day sort of becomes a new day and a new beginning. And we're really needing to become aware and observe our responses to what we already have in our lives so that we can create from a different place. And one of the things that I we'll be mentioning over and over again is to ask ourselves the questions, you know, are we creating from a place of love? Are we responding from a place of love? Or are we creating from a place of fear and therefore within reaction? You know, our soul's desire must come from our heart, and being clear means knowing, you know, what your intentions are. Are they from your heart or your fear? What areas are you wanting to create anew? What areas are you changing? How do you currently feel in these areas that you're changing? You know, if you dread going to work and you're feeling manipulated and controlled, you feel unsafe and you're struggling with your basic needs, then you're coming from a place of pain and feeling alone and separate, and you're doing everything out of seeking approval. And a lot of this is very unconscious, whether it's approval from our parents or our spouse or our friends or our coworkers. But this is how we're creating. And when you create from this place, you'll just continue to create more of what you already have from the same place. It's still, you know, unhealed, and it's based on fear. And although it may look completely different, eventually it will start to move back into the same pattern. It'll begin to look the same because you're contracting from the same place. So this is Intuitive Soul, and we are doing readings tonight all hour long. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. So I want to reiterate that the only questions that you really need to ask yourself is, are you responding out of love or are you reacting from a place of fear? As we go through our day, the more aware you are of these two questions, the more you can begin to clear your thoughts and begin responding versus reacting. We can easily know when we're reacting from fear in some situations. We feel closed off. We feel pain, sadness, grief, anger. Sometimes it's resentment or jealousy. Often we feel disgust, or we're in a place of suffering. There's disappointment. The really big ones come from shame and guilt, and sometimes we're not really aware of those as much as we should be, because shame and guilt tend to be a really large area that people control and manipulate us with. And also we could be nervous or anxious. And when you're in these times, like when you're reacting from this place, and we don't often realize we're reacting, but you know, basically, you're doing something you feel you have to do or should do, or it is the right thing to do, and you're doing it out of pride and ego, or you're doing it because you feel it's the nice thing to do, So we might feel good for accomplishing it, feel good about ourselves for doing it, yet it still doesn't come from our heart. We have another motive or agenda for doing it. It's possibly to seek approval and acceptance, or even love from someone. Our human love that has an agenda and has expectations. When we consider a new beginning, it is often out of fear because we are wanting something new, because we are not happy with where we are. We feel we should, could, would do something better on our own. When we're coming from a place of love, from the heart, it feels very different. It isn't about us. It's about love. It's about our heart. It may be swallowing our pride and finding a way to do or say something from love instead of fear. You know, I've had numerous situations, and I'm just going to give up some examples so that you can be clearer about what I'm talking about. But lately I made a decision that I was going to go back to one show a week on my Intuitive Soul radio station because I needed to shift my focus, and I was trying to be really honest, and I really only want people on the show that are coming from their heart. And there's so many reasons I've decided to do this, but, you know, I've hurt, disappointed, angered, and even brought up a lot of ego reactions from people because I've made this decision. And, you know, of course, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to hurt or disappoint somebody or have someone react. However, I can respond with love, and I can send love and understanding instead of engaging with their egos. There have been many attempts to indicate that, you know, I was being unfair, that I was not coming from my heart, and that I'm not as open as I claim to be. And if I lowered myself and engaged in this reaction, which of course my ego wants to do because it feels that need to gain acceptance, it wants to also, you know, come from a place of pride and teach them. So if I did that, if I was trying to seek their approval or, you know, attempt to put them down by making myself come from a place of superiority, showing them what I know versus what they know, you know, it would be reacting from a place of fear. And so instead, I thank them and express empathy for the way that they were feeling. So instead of reacting from fear, I have also, I reacted from a place of love. And it really is an interesting challenge. So we do have our first caller. It is Alex from Florida. Hi, Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Great. How can I help you tonight, Alex?
I want to know about my love life.
Your love life. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Right now I'm single. I just want to know if there's anyone coming in. Yeah.
Okay. It's not been that long since you were in a relationship, though, right?
It's been a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your definition, then, of a relationship? Because somebody feels like you were in a relationship not that long ago.
I was hanging out with, I had a good friend that I was hanging out with.
Yeah, I'm getting a feeling that they were really hoping it would go further. Okay, so my suggestion is be really, really clear, okay? So when the energy kind of is mixed like that, because that was really, to the other person, that was what they were feeling was happening. And so that mixed signal, you know, kind of shifts your energy, so you're not really as clear and as open as you want to be to creating another relationship, because you're sort of, you know, I'm going to say friends with benefits. And that sort of puts a little bit of a shift in your energy. So I know that there's somebody really close to you right now, and it's not the same person that we were talking about earlier, so it's somebody else. And there's also somebody that's coming into your life that is somebody that you do not know. Both of these are opportunities for you to have a relationship. And, you know, one is like around you now, so that one, you know, could happen at any point. And the other one, I would say probably by about May. And, Yeah, I mean, I think it's really quite fascinating that, you know, you are in a place that you can have something like that in your life. And I think both of them are options that are good for you. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about that's in your energy right now?
I think the first one I kind of might know, and then I'm not sure if you can give me a name on the second one in May.
Yeah, no, I don't really get names, although Sarah is coming up, but I don't know if that, you know, sometimes that can be a guide. But yeah, the second one you don't know. It's brand new. She's not been in your life yet.
Okay, but you said the name that you came up with was Sarah, you think?
That's the second one, though, not the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you've got some exciting things happening in the not-too-distant future, and it's really about you becoming clear about what you want and getting excited about that, like really looking forward to it and starting just to be really clear about where it is that you want. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And it looks like our next caller is Heather from Owen Sound. Hello, Heather.
Hello. How are you tonight, Lori?
I'm great. Is this the Heather that I happen to know?
I think so.
That would be really neat.
Isn't that cool?
Isn't that cool? See, I grew up in Owen Sound, so this is kind of exciting for me. Yeah. So, Heather, how can I help you?
Well, there's been a lot of turbulence in my aura for the last few years, Lori. Uh-huh. And I just wonder if you could sense whether I'm getting better balanced and starting to get into a time of my life where things may start to become more positive for me.
Yeah. Is there somebody in the way? Because I'm...
There may be.
That's feeling really jealous of you right now, and that is kind of the last piece that's sort of not helping you get as clear as you'd like to be and as balanced as you want to be.
So once I can make a clear break and allow something or someone else to come into my life, then things may start falling into place.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, it's even if you can come to a place of, you know, a soul place of forgiveness and acceptance and just
enjoy the experience and
exactly,
move on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, things really start shifting for you in a really big way. I see some really lovely things happening, especially around the summertime. There's a lot of joy around.
Good, and I would love some of that. That's what I hope to really still experience in life. We have hopefully a lot of years to have this soul experience, and I just would like to see some positive stuff happening.
That's right. That's what we all need, and we have so much time. time is not the problem here. It's actually just living the life that we need. Living the life that we dream of, just, you know, having full body experiences, just enjoying this planet and getting excited about it.
Yeah, I've been getting too excited about life, so that's where I've been having to find balance.
Oh, no, there's no such thing. No such thing.
All righty. Well, it's just encouraging to hear you say the words, and I really believe, so we'll get on with it, and look forward to talking to you another time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we have another caller, and it is Marta from Oregon. Hi, Marta.
Hi, Marta. Hi, you. Oops, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We're actually almost about to go to break, but tell me what it is that you're looking for.
I just have a question about my marriage. It's just been kind of a struggle. So
Okay. And that's been going on for a little while, although it's gotten worse in the last couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it mostly around finances?
Probably.
At least that, yeah, that creates a lot of the kind of messiness around it. Yes?
Right.
Okay, so we do need to go on to break now. So, Marta, stay on the line, and we will answer that your questions when we get back. We are going to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
I know the torment that I put my mother through, and I've seen the lessons that she's brought to you, so I love you. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
She feels your pain.
Well, I actually do from a distance. Now that I'm out to tweaker, I can understand that it's not always pretty.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me now. We're doing readings on New Beginnings and Growth Month, and give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Before the break, we were discussing, you know, how we can clear ourselves and our thoughts and ideas and beliefs to create new beginnings and growth. And we also had Marta on the line, and we were discussing a little bit about what's going on with her marriage. So, Martha, you back?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So, I mean, that messiness around finances, that has definitely created just like a split between the two of you that is not necessary to be there, but you both really need to start communicating and talking with one another and being really, really brutally open and honest. Very vulnerable, very open, very listening. You both want to be heard right now, and neither one of you feel like you are being. And the crazy part about relationships is that, you know, what you need is, you know, to experience, you know, being heard in a different way, and what he needs to be to experience being heard in a completely different way than what you understand it. And so it's really about understanding each other and trying to create a bridge so that you both can get heard, so that you both feel like you're being heard, and then you can really shift things around and start creating some really positive changes in your relationship. But I don't see that it's over, and I don't see that you need to. It's really just a matter of both of you being really, really open and clear and honest, and, you know, wanting to make this shift, wanting to, you know, to bridge back some of the areas where you were feeling very separate and alone right now. Does that make sense?
Well, kind of. It's not the typical money issues. He has money, and I don't. I mean, money's important, but it's not for me. I mean,
right.
It is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
Why does money for him mean security? Or, I mean, I don't know. It's just gives him a sense of empowerment or security, or a separate from. He doesn't have to rely on anybody.
Right. But that's a whole series of things that occurred in his childhood that allowed him to create those beliefs and also those fears. I mean, it's really still about the fear of losing everything. No, I don't know what his childhood was like, but there's still a fear there that he's going to be abandoned or left, or, you know, that it's not going to be enough. And so, you know, he puts up a front that's not exactly what you think it is. Like, it's not as confident and as secure as, you know, as he comes across. And so there's still a part of him that is, you know, in terror that it could all be gone tomorrow and, you know, anything could happen. And it's true. Anything can happen. But, you know, these are his fears. And so he tries to control it, and he tries to manipulate people with it, and he tries to hold it back from really, truly experiencing his life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he, you know, again, this is where you both have to come and really listen to one another, because if you find that way, whatever he needs, he's got a certain specific way that he needs to be heard that is not the way you need to be heard, and you both need to be heard right now. So you both need to talk about it and be really open and, you know, really vulnerable. But you have to start somewhere. So start with you. and just talk about how it makes you feel and why, you know, why this is creating such a strain, even though there's no reason for it to be.
Right.
And that it doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something to him.
Right. Yeah.
So you want to understand. That. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And so up next, we have Beth from Florida. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How can I help you tonight?
I wanted to know what you see coming up for my money and my career.
Okay. What's been happening right now?
I'm just waiting for some changes right now.
Okay. So you're not in a job right now? You are.
I'm not.
You're not. Okay. Did that end recently?
No.
Because I'm not feeling any real anxiety there. Are you being taken care of? Is there something that is allowing you to be able to take this time and not have too much fear around it? Because I don't feel a lot of fear around you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's a nice place to be, because most people in this situation may not be coming from the same place. So you've got a place where you're feeling supported, but you're wanting to have a change because you're wanting to be more independent and you're wanting to, you know, enjoy life to its fullest. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on what would that look like? What would the benefits be of having, you know, the career that is completely supportive and meets your, you know, your growth from a spiritual perspective or from a, you know, a passion perspective? And what would that start looking like? Because I don't feel there's a true rush right at this moment, but I do know that your heart is singing and wanting to experience something a little bit different, something that's a little bit more exciting for you, something that possibly a little bit more creative, but is it's almost like you're... I'm not quite sure, but it feels kind of media related. And I don't know what your background is, but it feels a little bit different from where you've gone in the past.
Okay.
Okay. But I mean, just really start letting your heart sing, like let your heart lead you and guide you towards what it is that you get really excited about. And I'm not quite sure what it is, but it feels very creative and it feels very... exciting. So I'm not quite sure what it is, but I get a great feeling about it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And yeah, and the money will flow from that. So just, you know, start just really listening to what your heart is saying and just being very, very open and take some time and, you know, do some meditation or get quiet and just let things flow from there. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we have been discussing, you know, whether we are talking about making decisions from a place of fear or whether we have been moving from our heart. And that was kind of what I was sort of talking about with the last caller, which is, you know, what does your heart really want to do? So if you're truly coming from your heart, there's no fear. You know, it's not about us so much as that it's about, this feeling of peace and love and feeling that things are in alignment with one another and feeling, you know, very passionate or blissful. And, you know, there usually typically is an emotion that our heart or our soul sort of resonates with. And sometimes that's love, and sometimes it's passion, sometimes it's compassion. You know, it ranges in so many different ways. And what I encourage you to do or invite you to do is start allowing some of those expressions to come to the forefront of your life. And really, it's not a matter of forcing some of these. I mean, there's something that naturally resonates with you. When you were a child and, you know, you were out playing, you know, there were certain energies, certain emotions, certain qualities that would resonate with you. And so I invite you to sort of start remembering what that is and to allow that to be the place that you make your decisions from, to allow that to be a place that you respond from, instead of, you know, moving into our fears or getting stuck in the old paradigms of safety and security and, you know, what is normal for us to strive for. And that we let go of those fears that keep us from truly living. And we begin to, you know, to have full body experiences where we're, you know, in our body, very present, very much enjoying whatever experience it is that we're going through. And so I invite you to do that. And we're going to go on to break. So give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-SOUL. 7685. This is all about new beginnings and growth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day.
Reach out from beyond to your ears.
On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio.
Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com.
We know you're listening.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with
with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master a path to heart consciousness, and I use the three different modalities to do this, which is intuitive counseling, intuitive energy clearing, and intuitive soul radio. And before the break, we were discussing, you know, how we can clear ourselves, our fears, our beliefs, so that we can move towards having new beginnings. And we do have a caller, and it is Caroline from Arizona. Are you there, Caroline? Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you saw my book being picked up by the people that I had sent the proposal to.
Right. Have you only sent it out to one?
In that particular case, in that arena, yes.
Okay. I see that there's a delay in that one, but I feel that there's somebody else that you're supposed to send it to. And I think that's why there's a delay, that there's somebody else that is more in line with the book and the writings of it, and that it will definitely, when it happens, it happens very quickly. And, but I'm not sure it's the place that you've sent it. I think there's somebody else that you need to connect with, and I'm not sure if you need to get an agent or not, but, I do feel that there is somebody else that would be better in alignment with what you're wanting. And when that happens, it'll be, you know, a beautiful, synergistic, connection.
Okay. Well, but that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. And it's, I'm not sure. I don't know if you need to do a little bit more research, or if you just, you already have some ideas and it's a matter of, you know, just making a little bit more contact with a couple more places.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're doing live readings all month, and tonight's show is on clearing ourselves to prepare for new beginnings and growth. We do have, on our website, we do have a live, listen live button that you can connect to the show. We also have an instant access button where you can send us your questions so that you can get instant feedback. And give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And okay, so we've been talking about, you know, how our fears sort of create certain reactions, and how when we respond from a place of love, it can shift the energy. So when we're stuck in the old paradigms about safety and security, or, you know, often we get afraid of grief or being abandoned, so we keep the illusion of our separation from ourselves, or the separation from Source or God, and we continue to create from a place of seeking that approval so that others will stay. So doing things for someone else instead of ourselves, or doing things because we're wanting, you know, someone to love us. And we need to be able to do this from a place of love instead of fear. So when we come from fear, we're having to do it all on our own, and it creates situations where we feel very alone, and we have the illusion of our separation from oneness. And so all of our creations then come from that same place, which is fear. And we all need to ask ourselves, are we creating from a place of love or fear? And those are really the only two questions to prepare for new beginnings. We often also try to control and manipulate our situations. And this is probably one of the areas that block our growth and movement the most, because we try to control everything in our environment, which, you know, we're forcing actions, reactions. We're worried about what other people think of us. We also try to imagine how a situation has to occur for it to work for us. For an example, we need a certain amount of money each month, so we try and control and manipulate how that must happen for us to be happy, instead of trusting that it will happen. And this is a fear reaction. If we trusted, if we were doing something from a place of love, then we would be creating from our source, which is infinite. But if we try to control our situation, then, you know, we're limiting how the money can come to us. We're trying to say, well, it has to come from this, this, and this. And the universe is saying, but there are so many other options available to us. And there are so many different ways that we can create from. And we don't always have to create from that place of fear. And we don't always have to create from that place of limitation. So when we look at how we control and manipulate our situation, we just need to be really constantly aware, because that is really truly the ego's game. It wants, like most things in our environment, like most major institutions, use fear to control and manipulate us. And we use that same fear when we're trying to experience new beginnings, and that's where we get sort of blocked. And that is definitely one of the areas that block us most. So we're doing readings. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We also want to look at situations as, you know, are we the victim or victor? And, you know, often this is very much a victim mentality society. So, you know, someone is always the victim, and there's somebody that's on the opposite end of the spectrum, which is the victor, the person who wins. And, you know, whether we're seeking safety and security in our lives so that we have some semblance of what our world will look like, if we try to shift this mentally towards one of love, of sharing, of creating our soul's desire, our bliss, that we often, you know, we need to really be aware of when we feel that things are happening to us, or we feel that somebody is doing something to us, or we feel, you know, that we are the victim here. And when we can shift that so that it's not a victim-victor mentality, but really truly from a place of what does our heart and soul desire, what are we trying to create, then we can shift into moving into a more positive direction and one of love. One of the areas where we don't recognize so often that we're coming from fear is the place where we're trying to seek approval from others, because we believe we're not lovable and acceptable as we are. We often wear masks to protect our vulnerability, and we act and react in ways that seek approval from others. So we've gotten really good at it, and we don't often realize that we're doing it. And we often make decisions based on what we should do instead of coming from a true place of love. We do what we think is a nice thing to do, not because we want to, but because this is what we feel we're supposed to do to make people like us. We're doing it from a place of fear. So it's always in our best interests to be clear and aware of why we're doing things. And again, there's only two reasons. There's only two choices. You know, we have to be conscious of where you are in each situation, and aware so that you can understand yourself and heal your fears, and learn to come from a place of love. So when any time a situation comes up, you know, are you reacting from fear or responding from love? If you discover it's fear, then how could you respond from love? You know, I honestly believe that 99% of our decisions are based from fear. An example of this, you know, would be that I want to leave my job and start a life or a new beginning. And when you're choosing to leave because you're not getting along with your boss or your coworkers, or you're feeling manipulated into leaving because you feel out of control and unhappy about where you are, and you aren't choosing a new career to leave because you are happy and love what you're doing, then you are leaving from a place of fear. And then you will also create that pattern from the same place. So we really, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because we really need to honestly open ourselves up. So let's say you want to create a new job. You almost have to love the job you're in. Find a way to bring joy into the job you're in. Find a way to get excited each morning about the job that you're in now, to allow for a new job to come from that place of love, to allow something new and exciting to come into your life. Otherwise, if you're leaving because you're bored, or you really don't like it, or it's creating more fear than it is happiness, then, you know, you're going to create another one from that same place. Now, there are moments that, you know, you may be in a job that you just have outgrown, and you could be just bored from that job. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you will create another job from that place. But we are going to go to break now. I want you to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We've been talking about new beginnings, and this is the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Be sure to check out Breakthrough with AJ Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Sky. Breakthrough with AJ Barrera will feature world-renowned experts in the body, mind, spirit field. Authors, celebrities, conversations about personal life issues in today's society, and intuitive readings by AJ Barrera. It's a show that'll transform lives. Breakthrough with AJ Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, live on the Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Leave.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want. Moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston. It is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life that we want. And this is New Beginnings and Growth Month. We're doing readings all month long on New Beginnings and Growth. And tonight we're discussing, you know, how we can clear ourselves to prepare for those new beginnings and how we, you know, just need to shift into, you know, sometimes the most subtlest of changes to allow for these changes to occur in our lives. And so we're doing live calls. Give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. That's 248-545-7685. Okay, so, you know, how do you choose love or fear? You focus on what would bring you love, joy, happiness, from what your heart and your soul desires. If you were leaving because you love your life and want to assist others to live the life you have, when you choose out of fear, you're choosing to repeat the pattern, and because you're still acting and reacting from fear. So how do you come from a place of non-resistance, allowance, and a conscious heart? We could be more authentic and accepting of who we are, which is love. Do you recognize when you're in resistance, when you are closed off to someone telling you something or asking you to do something, or when we just can't let go of a situation? These are all resistances. So when we can't let go of the job because of certain people in the job, or when we can't let go of the relationship because of, you know, the person that we were in the relationship with, or, you know, somebody else's interference, or, you know, when there are things that hold us in fear, it's because we are resisting letting go and letting God, or letting go and moving into a different energy vibration. So you just need to become aware when you are in resistance and begin opening yourself up again. And sometimes, you know, it's really challenging, especially when we're in a place of fear, especially if we're in a place of survival, and we're feeling, you know, that threat of safety. You know, it's really hard to feel that it's okay to open yourself up and to say yes when it's appropriate in your life, and to just being open to other possibilities. So we have a caller. It is Jay from Oregon. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm in the midst of a legal battle, and I haven't heard from this one attorney for a couple of weeks regarding the next step.
Right.
Is it advisable to find a new attorney?
I'm not feeling that you have to get a new attorney, but I am feeling that you have to shift something in your own energy to allow yourself to be more open and not worrying about what's going on. There's, speaking of resistance, there's something that you, that the reason this is all happening is that there's something that you're getting out of this to release, to shift your energy so that your health comes back into alignment and your life comes back into alignment. So, like be really aware of what this is triggering within you, the fact that you're wanting to control this situation, the fact that you're, you know, thinking that you may need to get somebody else. Be really open to what is being triggered within you, okay? Because this okay. is your turning point to really coming back into alignment with something that has been a fear in your life, that's something that has always sort of triggered you. So part of it is needing to be in control. Part of it is there's something that needs to come into alignment to release some health issues and to release, you know, just bring your life back into a place of balance. Okay, so just be aware of what this is triggering within you.
Okay, how would I bring all this into balance?
Once you become aware of what it is, then you can sort of, if you want, you can do some work around tracing how far back it goes into your childhood, or you can just do some exercises on releasing. And, you know, there's, you know, great books that I would recommend, like the Sedona Method, that helps you kind of clear past patterns that, you know, interfere and clear resistance and clear things that, you know, emotions and our responses to them. And that might be one place to start. And I just, you know, just start becoming really, really conscious and aware of, you know, when you're in a state of reaction, which is trying to control the situation, which is trying to, you know, is this person going to be good enough? And, you know, part of it will lead back to your own feeling, you know, not good enough, and your own unworthiness of being lovable and acceptable for who you are.
Okay, Lori. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. You too. All right. So, you know, one of the things when we talk about clearing ourselves is, you know, be really clear about what your intentions are for 2010, what you're looking for, the qualities that you want. You know, find a way to embrace and emanate them. So we sort of talked about this earlier, but those qualities that are, you know, your soul's imprint, the qualities that really resonate with you, find a way to embrace them and emanate them from within you. Find a way to start living them again. Find a way to create your life so that it becomes a, you know, something of joy and passion and, you know, really getting into your body and the juiciness of this life and, you know, the richness of all of the emotions that we have available to us and the richness of, you know, the world we live in. We really get caught up and boggled down with, you know, all of the fear that is within our lives and all of the different areas that we, you know, we just restrict ourselves and get into resistance and get into that place. And, you know, we can really open ourselves up to being, you know, in a place of allowance and finding, you know, our real conscious heart and a heart's way to moving into where we're wanting to go. And so the more we ask that question about where we are and what we're wanting to do, then the more we will find that place. And it's just really important to start looking at our lives from a place of love instead of fear. So I'm Lori Houston. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. My website is intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healings and clearing for your personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. My guest for tomorrow at 7 p.m. is the author William Whitecloud, The Magician's Way. And it's what really takes to find your treasure. And it'll be a very interesting interview. I am also going to offer a free email reading to the ninth person who emails me at Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at intuitivesoul.com. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You have been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.